The House Transportation Committee made a three-village tour of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta this week. Six legislators traveled with transportation officials to assess the needs in rural Alaska. KYUK's Shane Iverson traveled along and has this story.
The tour began in typical fashion, with the delay caused by fog. By the time lawmakers got to the village of Kipnuk, coastal showers began to fall. Kipnuk resident and tribal vice president Thomas Hanley told the entourage that heavy amounts of rain can be a serious problem for their runway.
In the springtime, you have to land on the runway and get off and walk through mud up over your ankles. It's caused from the airplanes turning around. It's insufficient room for the airplanes to turn around, and it causes grooves, and they fill up with water.
Mud was a major theme in Kipnuk. The cold forced the group into the best building in town, the village school. There, lawmakers and policymakers spoke with residents about transportation issues in their community. Behind the school is one of Kipnuk's most important roads. It's skinny, made almost entirely of mud, and riddled with puddles. Tribal President Paul J. Paul highlighted the problem to Deputy Aviation Commissioner Christine Klein.
Forklift sunk over here.
Oh, yes.
All this right there is real deep.
Okay, that's where the forklift got stuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
We really need some help over here.
So now do you, I suppose there's no big rocks or anything that you can put in there.
This is mud area. Swamp area.
Anchorage representative Mike Dugan says trips like these are helpful for lawmakers and policymakers to really comprehend the differing circumstances in rural Alaska.
There's nothing like seeing something with your own eyes, because some of these folks I've seen down in Juneau, they come and say, you know, this is what we're looking for. But you just, at least I'm not good at looking at maps and visualizing, so I'd like to be able to see things with my own eyes.
Inside the school, as students and teachers crowded the halls, discussion broadened to several topics.
So you come out here to look at the airport, and the next thing you know, you're talking about the boardwalks and the streets and then the schools, because it's all one thing, right? It's all, you know, how much money you got and what you're going to try and do with it.
Plans are in place to build a new airport in Kipnuk, but the process takes years. The gravel base of the runway must be given time to settle before any other construction can start. Lawmakers got a chance to see a new runway in the tundra village of Nunapichuk. There, a much wider and much longer runway with fresh gravel made for a welcome landing strip when the group arrived in their small planes. But even with the new runway, the village still has its challenges. For one, the runway is on a strip of land separated from the village by waterways. Moses Brink is at a small dock at the end of the runway, piling boxes of food items into his 14-foot skiff. For 20 years, Brink has worked bringing bypass mail to the village, one boatload at a time.
And it's a lot of hard work.
Representative Bob Heron represents a large portion of the Kuskokwim region. He invited the group for the tour. Any capital project in rural Alaska comes with a big price tag. Aaron says these legislators may be less likely to shy away from such projects if they see how important they are to the villages in need.
The things that we need out here, basic needs. I mean, we're not asking for Taj Mahals. We're not asking for expensive things. We're asking for basic services.
At least one more legislative committee is planning on coming to the YK Delta. On October 12th, the Natural Resources Committee will hold a hearing in Bethel. Much of the discussion is expected to hinge on salmon issues and the Bering Sea pollock fisheries. I'm Shane Iverson.